I was wondering if I would ever stop paying to fix my teeth with the way I had to go back again and again and again. I wasn't sure that dental implants would be any different.
Today, I'm here with Leslie, who's going to reveal three key differences between her dental implants and a temporary solution she's trying.
Cost included.
By the end, you'll have a clearer idea of what matters most when you make this decision. Well, Leslie, we're diving into difference number one, which is bone loss. Now, what was the main difference that you experienced in that topic of bone loss with your temporary solutions versus your dental implants?
Well, one of my temporary options was this partial, and it didn't last very long. Once I lost that, I had no chompers on the bottom, so I started having bone loss on the top where my bridges were. And then my experience with my cantilever bridge on the bottom had so many infections, it caused me a lot of bone loss on my bottom jaw.
So your temporary options also were leading to more bone loss. What did you find out in your research about dental implants and bone loss?
I was frightened because of all of the years that I had my temporaries and I was trying these expensive Band-Aids that I was afraid that I had so much bone loss, I would not be a candidate. And after having my partial, this, that would break my heart because I know for a fact how uncomfortable dentures can be. So I was really hoping and so blessed to find out that I was a candidate. And I didn't wait too long. I went in just in time because I had such thin bone on the top. If I would have waited, I would have had to have another option. So I'm just very grateful that I went in when I did. I had enough bone. And they're beautiful.
That's amazing. So you had this fear of bone loss. You went in for a consultation. You got the great news that, hey, even though you had some bone loss, they were still able to make dental implants happen. You got the dental implants, and now you've learned through this process that dental implants actually help stimulate the bone and help prevent future bone loss.
It's amazing.
Did you speak with a doctor who told you, like, we're good to go? You have enough? Did they take scans? Like, how did they know that you could get dental implants and had enough bone?
They were so great. They took me in. I had a scan. I got to talk to a very nice gentleman. He was extremely knowledgeable, professional, kind, and he was very patient with me. He answered my questions and things that I didn't understand, and he allowed me to understand them. And the doctor came in. I was concerned about the bone loss on the top, and he looked at it. Thank goodness I was a candidate. I went in just in time.
After you found out that dental implants could be a solution to prevent further bone loss, let's talk about the next big difference between your temporary options and dental implants. And that is difference number two, the cost. Was cost a concern for you after dealing with all those temporary solutions?
Well, yes, I didn't realize until after the fact, you know, paying for one bridge cemented on the top and then on one side, and at the next year having another bridge cemented on the top on the other side, and then the next year having the partial made for the bottom, and then a few years after the partial losing a tooth that it's hooked to, so I don't have that partial. That didn't break my heart, but it was embarrassing because I had no chompers. I was chewing with my front teeth to the point where the back of my teeth were chipping away in the front, and I had an overbite. And with the cantilever bridge, when I got greedy, just to be able to have one extra tooth on one side on the bottom to chew with, I had broken that one once, and then I purchased another one, the next strongest one, and I broke that one. And then I had to purchase the other strongest one, and that one didn't break, but it gave me infection after infection after infection.
Oh, no.
Going back and looking through all of those expensive Band-Aids, I had to go with something that was going to be permanent, and I was done with temporary solutions.
So all these temporary fixes led to a lot of added expenses, is what it sounds like.
Yes, a lot of money that went away.
And your problem still wasn't fixed. That's the crazy part.
And all of that money spent, I never had a functional bite through all of those temporary Band-Aids. I could never count on my bite.
Well, with your fear of cost and your experience, right, of all these temporaries failing you, what made you decide to move forward with dental implants? I mean, you'd think something like dental implants would be more expensive than a temporary solution, right?
Well, since the beginning of time, everybody says dental implants are so expensive. But when you come to a point in your life where you have no teeth and you desperately need something and you're tired of temporaries, I did some investigating into dental implants.
And what did you find out?
I did a lot of consultations.
Oh, you did? So did you go to multiple places?
Yes, absolutely. And then Nuvia, when I went to Nuvia, 24 hours, I was skeptical. This was something new. I'd never heard of it before. None of the other places that I went to had ever mentioned 24-hour teeth. And you know what? They said what they did, and they did what they said. And it was such a game changer to have my teeth fixed in my mouth 24 hours after surgery when they took everything out of my mouth. Not only did I have a functional bite that I had never had before 24 hours after my surgery, but I didn't have to see myself without teeth consistently. And that right there saves so much mental anxiety that I was so grateful to Nuvia to come up with this unique process. Because it really is a game changer.
Well, speaking of it being a unique process, they just won an award 2 years in a row, Dental Implant Company of the Year.
I love that so much. And they are well deserved. They are all very kind, very professional, extremely knowledgeable. And everyone you go into, it's extremely clean and they all take pride in their work. And I really am grateful to each and every one of the staff.
What kind of questions did you have about dental implants when you went in? We're talking about cost. That's a big question people have. What questions did you have about the cost of them and how were they able to accommodate you?
They were so wonderful because it was all about me and my experience and my situation, what I needed in my mouth. And they offered me options. They had payment plans. It was all just in one big bill. It was like a bundle. Everything was included. It was an amazing experience to be able to know what you are getting, what is included, and the price. Just one number. No matter at any appointment that I had, it was just that one price. Never changed. And I'm really grateful for that, especially after going through all the temporaries, because every time you got to go in, you got to pay, and then you can't go back until you pay the bill. And then you go back again. But no, it's just one bill.
Well, we frequently get asked questions about the cost of dental implants. So if that's a question you have and you'd like to know what dental implants may cost you, you can click on the link in the description below for a free dental implant cost guide. Now, Leslie, you mentioned you were afraid of failure since in your past experiences, you had all these temporary solutions that really failed you. Have you had any issues with your dental implants to make you think that they might fail?
Well, I think at first everybody thinks it's kind of normal to worry about them because, I don't know, it's like you want to take care of them and anything can go wrong, like buying a new car or getting that new dress on. You don't want to spill anything on the dress. But my dental implants were meant to be permanent. And I have had these functional beauties for over 3.5 years. I have absolutely loved them. But I do know that if anything ever did happen, I do believe that Nuvia would be there for me without any issues. I know that they would take care of the any situation that would arise if I had any problems. But these beauties, 3.5 years later, still beautiful pearly white, still functional, and then getting stronger every day with my jaw.
Well, speaking of stronger, let's talk about difference number 3, eating with dental implants. You mentioned having your dental implants for 3 years now. So you've obviously had a nice long trial run with the eating aspect. So how has eating with your dental implants been different than eating with your previous temporary solutions?
Oh, my implants are so secure. My real teeth never felt that this secure. My temporaries had never felt this secure to be able to eat. My dental implants, they don't cause me pain when I eat or chew. I just take care of my implants with water pick and flossing, which is really a lot easier than I had to do with my temporaries. But my implants are functional. They allow me to chew. I don't have food stuck in between my gums and my implants that put pressure on my gums to cause me pain. And I can Scooby-Doo an ice cream cone. I can eat a hamburger without having the lettuce, tomato, and cheese come out with the bite. I can chew a nice, juicy steak correctly. I can chew salad correctly instead of like a rabbit. There's so many benefits to having such a secure bite than not having a secure bite.
Well, tell me about a moment when you first bit into something hard with your dental implants. What was that experience like in comparison to the story with your partial denture?
Well, I had this experience where I love green apples. I absolutely have adored them. I would used to cut them up into little pieces. So after my 4 months and I was okay to eat whatever I wanted, I got me a beautiful green juicy apple and I chilled it so all the juices could get up in there. And I had it and I was really, really, really nervous. Because, you know, you think about what I had had before. What if my front tooth got stuck in the apple? What if I lost, you know, broke, you know? So I took a deep breath and I bit into the apple and, oh my gosh, the juices started flowing and I actually took a bite out of my apple. It was incredible. You could see I had the chunk in my mouth and it hadn't happened in decades. And that was really juicy. Juicy good.
I can't imagine what that felt like after so many years with, you know, these temporary failing band-aids in your mouth that didn't even allow you to have a functional bite to then have these super strong, I think they're made out of zirconia, right? This super strong material. It's to be able to bite into a hard, crisp, juicy apple, pull away, have the apple chunk in your mouth, your teeth didn't go anywhere, and be able to be like, winning, like, this is the best. Like, this is how life should be, right? This is how, as humans, like, we should be able to eat whatever we want. Imagine the day when you can eat tacos and steak, all the foods that you've been missing, like, I hear a lot of dental implant patients talk about just wanting to be able to eat chips and salsa at a Mexican restaurant. Like, that is one of my favorite things to splurge on.
In fact, my friend and I went out for chips and salsa and queso dip last night.
Oh, girl, you're making me jealous. I love that.
It feels good.
And you could just crunch those chips, right? Crunch them. Not a care in the world.
Not a care in the world. Not a pain.
Being that you got your teeth done with this innovative 24-hour turnaround at Nuvia, did that also allow you to eat solid food sooner? Or did you have to do a liquid diet? What was that like?
Oh, no. I got to have my teeth the very next day. So that very next day, I actually had a functional bite. So when I got home, I could actually bite into anything soft that I wanted to. Noodles, to bite in noodles instead of having to with my front teeth. It was phenomenal. It was an incredible feeling to be able to have a bite the next night.
So the day after surgery, you not only got your permanent teeth, but you were able to eat soft foods right away.
Right away.
And you could eat anything you want now, chips and salsa, steak, salads, and you can chew it.
And you know what? I can eat gummy bears. I can eat licorice now. I can eat candy. But the best part of all about the dental implants food-wise is I learned I really like ice cream. Because before with my natural teeth, I had so much sensitivity, I never could eat ice cream. And let me tell you, I love ice cream.
Who doesn't, right? But you're right. I never thought about that. Pain is one thing, but then there's also the sensitivity issue, especially if you are fighting infections or your gums are like inflamed. There's always going to be sensitivity there, especially if you also are just starting to lose teeth. Maybe you have a medical condition or genetics or something has happened to you. It's like exposed gums and roots and things can be so sensitive.
Very sensitive. These are even painful when you put them on because of the metal that have to click onto your teeth. And they left grooves in my natural teeth when I put them on. And so it'd click in and then you'd have to push it up and over a little indentation it makes to get them out.
Oh.
So it wasn't only painful to get it in, take it out, but it was also painful to chew because unlike dental implants, the food that got stuck underneath this was pressing against my gums. So it's a pain saver to have dental implants.
You go, girl. Well, Leslie, what advice would you give someone who is on the fence about which dental solution they should choose?
Don't wait and click the link below for the dental implant cost guide. It's free. And I hope everyone out there who wants a smile gets their smile.
And until next time.
Keep smiling.
Thanks for tuning in. If this episode was helpful, a rating or a review goes a long way in helping others find it too.